Got a stone in my sandal. Oh, sorted. You don't mind keeping me company on the walk round the lake, do you? I'm leaving the comforting glow of the tent city that's behind me. Well, should I say, almost circus city. The fact that there are huge canvases and fenced around areas of the Milton Keynes International Festival, and I'm walking into the dimly lit red route that hopefully will take me around the lake towards my hotel. And as I was walking past the kind of bar area that is right on the front of the lake, I could see all of the French troop that we watched earlier on dragging out these interesting pontoons with spent pyrotechnics. And what time is it now? It must be, yeah, it's approaching 1 a.m. and they must be reloading countless pyrotechnics in anticipation for tomorrow's show. It was quite a spectacle tonight, and you just forget about the amount of work that has to go into ensuring tomorrow is just as amazing as today. And today was pretty amazing because one of the many, many things that have been going on in Milton Keynes today was a very surreal spectacle on the lake of floating trees and cars and people walking on water and people walking on water with their hair on fire and weird goats and rat-driven vehicles and people cycling on. It was all stuff you are never ever likely to see unless you're, for example, standing on the side of Willen Lake over the next couple of days in Milton Keynes. So just listening to some of the conversations of people talking about how surreal it is and not exactly knowing how they should take it or whether they should even attempt to make sense of it. And I don't think they should. I think it's all about the experience, isn't it? And maybe it will be deciphered later on. Or I kind of had a bit of a hint that I was looking at a dream sequence in one point, and that made the whole experience so much easier to compute. The war that appeared to happen, though, amongst all these floating objects and armies and characters and weirdness, has to be reset, and that's what they're doing right now. A moment before, I was in a very, very different situation with a lot of people dancing violently but silently in the Spiegel tent, which in itself was quite an experience. I have done it a long time ago, but it was not like this. I think it was only one channel last time. So you had two channels and two different DJs playing on each channel on a pair of headphones. And you could kind of tell when you looked around, because the music was very different, as to who was dancing to what channel, especially when they're singing very loudly out of tune. Not me. When it comes to the White Stripes and whatnot, I will dance pretty hard. Some might say dad dance pretty hard, but I won't necessarily attempt to sing because I'm not always good at remembering lyrics. So, the end of day one of 10, and I have lain in a sonic bed which had so many audio channels, I can't remember my body ever being quite so... Oh, here comes a bicycle threatening to run me over. Or a couple of bicycles. Body ever being so massaged by sound. Someone's got a stereo on their bike. Wow, that was weird. His backpack was kind of all lit up with what appeared to be speakers inside as he was cycling along. Maybe that's what happens when you you do a lot of cycling in the city, you take your stereo system with you and your friends. So yeah, the sonic sound system in the bed. There was the inflatable, incredible... I should remember all these names. Don't ask me at this time in the night. It's nearly 1 o'clock. I've had a few hospitality beverages, shall we say. All I can say was the womb-like inflatable fun palace, which was quite relaxing 1 second, and you just wanted to lift the camera the next, because these are scenes you won't normally see. There was the Cathedral of Trees, which... very surreal. Again, it was like a religious experience, but not religious. Cultish, maybe? Could you say cultish? Is a cult when you don't have enough members to be a religion? I don't know. There was a lot of people doing very... feeling very and acting very reverent towards a story that was unfolding thanks to some amazing dancing and some strange whispers in your ears and books and objects hanging from the trees and some beautiful music, unlike the soundtrack of The Road that's passing me right now. So, yeah, again, hard to explain. If you get the chance to come to the Milton Keynes International Festival, you'll obviously have a much better idea. If you do get the chance of just immersing yourself in this kind of artistic endeavour, again, do it. But we don't do it enough. And to think that the place where I get my heavy, heavy dose of art and culture, once every 2 years in this case, is Milton Keynes. That probably sounds a bit strange to some, but it's becoming very normal to me, and I hope it becomes very, very normal to other people that experience it here. Yes, I'm walking along a mainish road, but I'm walking on a cycle path at the moment, and I'm flanked by trees. There's trees to the left of me, there's trees to the right of me. It's green as far as the eye can see, and I just think, yes, Milton Keynes definitely earns its place as the greenest city in the United Kingdom. And to be able to put the space aside to educate and entertain and enthuse so many people over a period of 10 days and actually get the funding to do that kind of thing, something spectacular. Oh, I'm nearly at the hotel. Have I rambled enough? I hope so. If you've listened this far, then respect. Good stuff, because it is just I won't share this to Twitter. If you are listening to this, it's because you either subscribe or you're accidentally stumbling upon my audio booze. Really, I forgot to geotag this, so when I post this, because of the lameness of the audio boo app, you can't add a geotag if you've forgotten to set it. You can remove one, I think, but you can't add one. I don't know. Anyway, it's still, you know, still in beta, I think. 6 years in, 7 years in, or however long it's been. I'm not bitter. Have a wonderful evening, morning, wherever you are. I'm going to get to my hotel room, lie on the bed, and contemplate some of the things that have passed before my eyes and ears today. Because it does need some digesting, as all good art does. Good night.